the Kutzker Rebbe used to say, there's no worse feeling than feeling alone in a room full of hundreds of thousands of people. There's nothing worse. It's depressing. It's demoralizing. As we say in the Eicha, we are all alone. Yet, we know, we read about, not that long ago, about Bilam. Bilam gave a bracha. The Jewish people are separate and alone. So is being separate, being alone, a good thing, or it is a bad thing? It all depends on what you mean by being alone. So someone's at a wedding, big wedding, a bar mitzvah, you don't know anyone, and everyone's going around, and everyone's ignoring you. That's what the Kutzker's talking about, the feeling of being alone, the mental anguish. Or if you're in shul, no one comes by and says, oh, hi, you just move in. Not during davening, of course, but people go in. So that's the terrible feeling. It's very painful. It's a very painful experience. But as opposed to one who chooses to be alone, you could be learning in the Beis HaMedrash 10 hours with the Gemara and other Sfarim, and you're in heaven. You feel a great connection. You're choosing to be. That's a different alone. That's a good alone, or a Chasen and Kala. Just Sheva Brachas, all they do is they just focus among themselves. That's a good alone. In other words, on Shabbos, if someone's like usually has many people, and one Shabbos they want to just have alone, okay, so that's a alone they're choosing to. But someone who doesn't choose to be alone, and they are alone, that's the worst thing. And it could happen to all of us, because we see in Parshas Devarim, Moshe said, you know, how can I carry the burden alone? Even Moshe felt the burden of alone. And we say in Eicha, Yushalayim felt alone. So if Moshe Rabbeinu could feel alone as the leader of the Jewish people, and Yushalayim, which is bustling, Simchas Beis HaShoeva and everything else, how much more so a regular person? So we have to go out of our way and make sure during this time to help people during the times of need, to have self-awareness and to know who to help, who people, especially during the pandemic, people are alone, to make sure you give them a call and come by, and to recognize and make them feel like people, make them feel a part of the community and not alone.